Yes, you heard right. The man, the myth, the legend, the one who usually sends Josie up here has decided he needs to grace us with his presence. But that's okay. We like it. Tony Harmon and son Tim Harmon, nice to see you back from Waterloo for a little bit. Are you here just to talk pizza, or are you here for the Easter holiday too?
Well, I'm just here for the Easter holiday. Just got an extra day off this.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that microphone is giving you fits on there. But, you know, we are here to talk pizza of the month. And I will be honest, I smelled it. We looked at it. I took a picture of it. It's great. We're going to talk about it in just a second. But, Tony, we don't often get a chat. Thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely.
Thanks, you know,
for having us.
My family has thoroughly enjoyed coming down to your place and hanging out. We usually end up at that real weird-looking table right near the pool table.
Our famous rounds. They've been around since the 70s.
Yeah, well, the girls love them on that. But, you know, part of the reason why we come down is that you've been very, very creative when it comes to these Pizza of the Month. Now, this is kind of your playground. I mean, how long have you been doing this now?
We started in December of 2021, so 2.5 years of different Pizza of the Month every month.
And I know that of all the ones that you've done, there have been a couple that have kind of become mainstays. We had the Crab Meat Rangoon Pizza, which was last month's Pizza of the Month.
Still available today and tomorrow.
Yes. How has that gone over this time around?
It's just as popular as ever. I mean, if we were going to put another one on the menu, it'd probably be that, but that's undecided yet.
Well, I know that you have to wait to see, but this month, I have a feeling that this one could be in the running for a regular menu item. Do you think the same?
Well, my wife would sure like it if it was. this happens to be her favorite, which it's really good. But
well, before we reveal it, I know that the Crab Rangoon Pizza was benefiting last month the Pink Hummingbird Project. Correct. And you had the added advantage last month, not only the sales of your Pizza of the Month, but you had a St. Patty's Day fundraiser party.
We did. Too. We had the founders of the Pink Hummingbird, which is the Wendt family, and they were in-house doing guest bartending and things. We had Tangle Creek Band playing some live music, and it was a great day. I think we raised somewhere between $1,600 and $1,700 just that day alone. So
that is outstanding. Now, have you started to see a few more people venturing out now that the spring blooms are starting to come out and folks starting to get their summer plans ready?
We've definitely had a taste of what's coming in the summer. I believe that it's a false spring. Unfortunately, I still believe there's going to be a little bit of the old man winter left, but people are definitely coming back out and cleaning up their cabins, getting boats out, coming in and enjoying pizza and sandwiches. And
well, in the spirit of the warmer months and the summer spirit, that's where your inspiration came for our Pizza of the Month, which is the
Pizza Place Barbecue.
All right. Now, this has been, it's almost intoxicating. It's that smell. You know what I'm talking about. Walk us through what we have here.
So we did a base of smoked pulled pork, and we do our own barbecue sauce mixture there for the base and top it with our great mozzarella cheese, top it off with a few sweet and spicy pickles, and then another little drizzle of this barbecue sauce. And it is definitely intoxicating, as you say.
Well, I've waited long enough. Tim, do you want to grab a piece too?
Oh, I'm all right for today.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We're going to grab... Oh, you can see it is...
Better make sure you get a pickle on there.
I know, of course. You have really outdone it. It's very meaty. I mean, you didn't skimp on the meat on that. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. It's the right kind of barbecue. I love the sauce on it. Of course, got to have pickle.
Got to have pickle.
I'm going to set this aside. Don't think of my disgustingness. That is...
Okay, I say this a lot, and it's true. I've loved Pizza Place pizzas anyway, because I think the way you make them is, I love your crust. I love the way you dedicate, you know, how it's all spaced out right. It's not just a mound of stuff. This one is going to be a fan favorite. I guarantee it. Your wife is right.
I hope so.
My wife will, now that she's listening, she's going to say we're going to the pizza place. But you can't until Monday.
Monday.
Now, the fun part about this is you can go enjoy a fabulous pizza and know that you're benefiting a good cause. We've given away a lot of money over these 24 months to a lot of different organizations.
Oh, absolutely. I don't even know the exact number, but I would say 20 to 25,000.
That is incredible. That's absolutely incredible. And thank you for coming up with the idea and doing it as well. Okay.
That's the fun part.
I'm going to give you a job. You get to draw one out there.
All right. I'll draw her out. All right. Got the Manchester Dog Park.
Oh, perfect timing. You know, warmer weather, the people are going to want to take their dogs out a little bit more. And why not keep that in mind and raise some money for the Manchester Dog Park? It officially goes on sale on Monday. Now, you got anything special going on in April, too?
I'm not sure about April yet, but I do know, like, tomorrow we have the Easter Bunny coming into the pizza place from 12 to 2. Kids will receive a little special treat, and we're going to have a coloring contest where they can either color there or bring it back, and then our waitresses are going to judge those, and the winner will win a
cool
free personal pizza, and we are closed on Easter Sunday, just to let everybody have a chance to go out and enjoy the Easter holiday with their families. But coming up in April, we still will have bingo through the month of April and on Sunday afternoons. I suppose we might throw a couple other fun little things in there. It all depends on our manager, Josie, who happens to be on vacation this week.
Well, thank you, guys. I've been a fan since we've been moving here, and this one is a great one. The Pizza Place Barbecue Pizza, April Pizza of the Month. Tony, Tim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Our guest of the day made possible by Bill Thomas, Farm Bureau Financial Services.